So what do you do if you're an aspiring drummer and somebody steals your drum set? That happened to Piney Gear. She became a singer because, as she figured it, they can't steal your voice.
I want to be with you all the time. I want to be with you day and night.
Piney Gear grew up in a fundamentalist Pentecostal household in Kansas. She attended church 4 or 5 times a week and got the solos in the choir and grew to love performing. The singer, whose real name is Angela Penhaligon, eventually found her way to London and the world of indie art rock. Sound's been compared to Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, and Patsy Cline, but on her latest CD called Geronimo, Piney Gear sometimes seems to be conjuring up 60s pop, from girl groups to the Troggs. Piney Gear joins us now from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
That first song, Out of Sight, sounds pretty 60s. Is that what you're going for?
Well, I love classic rock, good old-fashioned pop with strong melodies and all that jazz. So in that sense, yeah, I suppose that is what I'm going for. In this case, making the album, we just did it all in one room, and I guess that's quite an old school way of approaching making a record. So maybe that does come across a little bit.
Why one room as opposed to, and you know how these things can be done nowadays. I mean, the guys playing bass can be in Australia just contributing tracks online. Why was it important for everyone to be in one room?
I think you get a certain live energy when you can, you know, look at your drummer in the face, or you can glance over at your guitarist and give him a wink, or you can even take the song in a bit of a more jammy direction because you can take it as it comes versus contriving it and structuring it in a rigid way. So it gave us a kind of freedom.
Most of the songs on Geronimo are less than 3 minutes, and one is a minute 19, not counting the applause at the end.
Yeah.
So did a producer ever say to you, come on now, song's got to be at least 3 minutes?
No, I think, you know, if you can say all you need to say in a concise way, why do you need to drag it out? I love these little perfectly formed bursts of pop music. And I thought, you know, why add a big fat guitar solo if you don't need it and that kind of thing? So it was kind of part of the process to try and keep it short and sweet.
Am I correct in assuming this is nowhere near the kind of music you grew up with?
That's correct. Yeah, I grew up mainly on a diet of church music, which was sort of bluegrass and gospel influenced, with a bit of happy clappy thrown in there. And then I listened to classical.
What's happy clappy? I don't think I know that one.
Happy clappy, you know, that kind of happy Jesus music where people play tambourines and dance around.
Oh.
And very melody driven. In that sense, I can thank my church education.
Did you listen to any other kind of music, if not exactly in secret, at least not conspicuously?
Well, Friday nights, my dad was often, he was probably the religious figurehead in our household, and he was often doing a youth ministry, and my mom and I would watch The Muppets. And that was, like, amazing, you know. Johnny Cash was on there, and Elton John, and all the, I got kind of hooked on The Muppets. So that probably planted the seed.
Say goodbye to the people that you love the most.
There's a French horn on this album.
Yes.
And a French horn with a pedigree, may I put it that way?
Yes, yeah.
This is Tom Bennelly.
That's right. He's got some pretty cool history. like, I saw him playing with a band in the Oxfordshire countryside at a pub, and there was this great brass section in this pub band, and I went up to him after the gig and went, hey, would you consider playing on my album? There's a bit of brass that needs to happen. And he was like, oh, sure, that would be great. You know, I thought, have you ever played on anything like this before? And he went, yeah, I have. And I was like, wow, what have you played on? He's like, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's like, wow. He just came in and played it like in about two takes. He was a real pro, so it was a real blessing to have him on the record. It was, he really added some finesse.
Why do you call this collection Geronimo?
It kind of, there's a double meaning to that title, because I'm a little bit Native American, and I came back to the States to record this album, and it felt like a bit of a homecoming, and there's a lot of tribal drums on it, and so that's a bit of an homage to him, but also it's that fearlessness, that battle cry. I wanted to do something I'd never done before, and I wanted to do it with my whole self and dive in and just try something new. So it's that kind of Geronimo, you know, when you're
jumping
going
out of
into
the plane. Yeah.
Exactly. So it has those two significances for me.
Any significance to the fact that I understand you recorded this not in London, but in Hollywood?
Yeah, I guess in my mind it had this warm SoCal sound, this kind of birdsy jangle pop thing. And I thought, what better place to do that than in the sunshine-drenched state of California. And I wanted that sunshine to kind of come through in the music. And I think it's a happy, sunny album, and I enjoyed the process.
I have a gift that just keeps on giving, a guise that I take for granted. Surprise, I didn't realize I had it, and I never even knew till it was gone.
Nice yodel, by the way.
Thank you. I love a bit of yodel.
Well, you don't hear it a lot. We had Placido Domingo on a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't yodel once.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he should try it.
Yeah, and I've read he's at a home in Switzerland, so he probably hears it all the time.
I bet he does.
You lay you so I can take my time. You lay.
What do you think you're moving towards?
Well, I've written the next album, and it's similarly concise with the song lengths, and it's kind of poppy. I guess until it gets out of my head, I don't want to say too much, because the studio can change what you hear in your head. So we'll see.
Piney Gear, her new CD is called Geronimo. She's at WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm sorry, I loved you and lost you those years ago. And all of your friends say I told you so. And now you know, even though you're lost.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.